Results from a poll of just over 1,000 Treasure Valley residents conducted in September finds a majority want the military's F-35 program to come to Boise's Gowan Field. Matt Gillum has a look at the results and says some are questioning the poll's methods.
The poll was commissioned by Zions Bank and carried out by Salt Lake City firm Cicero Group. It found 92% of respondents support the Idaho Air National Guard generally. Out of the 1,003 Treasure Valley residents surveyed, 73% say they favor Gowan Field being a base for an F-35 mission. While many civic and business leaders throughout the area say they support the plan to bring the fighter jets to the region, some residents worry about noise pollution and their quality of life being diminished. Dan Marler, the president of opposition group Citizens for a Livable Boise, questions the validity of the recent survey.
They got the numbers they wanted by the people they chose to ask, not by the reality of polling the public. It's a very fake result.
Among Marler's concerns, who was polled and what questions were asked?
We asked, do you support the Idaho Air National Guard being located at Gowan Field in Boise?
This is Judd Nielsen, an analyst with Cicero Group, the firm that conducted the poll.
Then we said, currently, the Idaho Air National Guard flies the A-10 Warthog. Were you aware that the A-10 is scheduled to be retired by 2021? Gowan Field is currently being considered to base the F-35 after the A-10 is retired. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the F-35 as the next flying mission at Gowan Field?
Nielsen says the group randomly called residents across the Treasure Valley on landlines and cell phones. At the end of the calls, pollsters would ask about education level, political affiliation, and religion to get a better picture of the respondent and to make sure they fit the makeup of the area based on census data. The fact the poll surveyed residents across the Treasure Valley is another point of contention for Marler, the president of Citizens for a Livable Boise.
Indications are it was 1,000 people in Treasure Valley. Well, that's a pretty good size spread, and it isn't much of a collection.
Nielsen, the analyst, disagrees.
We would say that we have a 95% confidence that the data is within 3.1% on either side of any of the given questions.
That assertion isn't deterring Citizens for a Livable Boise. Marler says the group is looking for its own experts to weigh in on the survey. Additionally, he says the search is on for people who participated in the poll.
Out of a blanket survey we've done on social media, we have yet to find anybody to say that they were surveyed.
I don't know what the likelihood that somebody that we polled, you know, is looking at their social media site. So I don't think that's a very valid way of trying to verify the data. I think our methodology stands.
84% of those surveyed said they would support the F-35 at Gowan Field if most of the training flights were Monday through Friday with 10 minutes of audible noise in the morning and another 10 minutes in the evening. Boise is among 5 Air National Guard bases in cities across the country that are considered finalists to host the jets. The Air Force is expected to choose 2 sites for the F-35 mission before the year is out. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.